Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
There you are, there you are. Come on in, come on in. Yeah, close the door behind you. Welcome to the clinic. Here you are, drop your energy bill. I am your host, Rodney Leatherman. Lauren, how you doing today? Good, 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 good to know. Well, here's the thing. Today, we're going to jump right into it. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for sharing us, loving us, liking us all across your social platform, telling your friends, neighbors, and relatives about the show, because energy is a big deal, isn't it? Yeah, energy is a big deal. Bigger and bigger and bigger. Hey, look at those gas prices. What did Rodney tell you was going to happen with oil? $66 a barrel yesterday, headed to 80 as I predicted. Go back and listen to the past shows. Energy. Now, why is oil a big deal? It underlies everything. And today's topic, as I've been promising for weeks and weeks, we're going to do a show, and then we had Texas and Oklahoma and all the weather situations. But I felt like envelope was important to talk about. Last week, we jumped into the 500-watt heat pump. Today, we're doing solar. Solar, solar, solar. It's a hot topic. Get it? So, about 3,000 years ago, even before, people actually started documenting the use of solar. So, give a little history, then we're going to jump into today, and I'm going to get his solutions, the practical solutions for it, okay? How it works. I started in solar, my history, in early 80s, about 81, 82, right in there, and actually was involved in the manufacturing side of active solar systems back then. Now, I'm going to tell you, back in the 50s, we had silicon cells developed by a couple guys that Fuller and Pearson worked on this, and they diffused borium into silicon where we could actually have electricity generated from the sun that way. That's what we call photovoltaic. That's today. But going back in history a bit, we had the Greeks and the Romans using mirrors. Now, this is silver. You take a piece of glass, you coat it with silver, and you get a mirror, right? That's what it is. And you take that mirror, and then you can reflect the sun's energy into something and actually get a lot of energy from that, from the sun. In fact, they used solar to have ovens back then. They would actually concentrate the sun's energy to create ovens. People still do that today. You can get a solar oven. But they were using mirrors to do that. And so we go along a little bit. And then that was in the 1700s. Those ovens were being used quite regularly. When we talk photovoltaic, that means we're taking and creating a form of energy. Now, there was a guy named Becquerel a French guy, a really nice young man, 19 years old, very inquisitive mind, much like myself and you, obviously, for listening to the show, wanting to learn these things, right? Discovered that there was a voltage difference. Now, volts are a measure of energy. Volts, different, creating from material. So certain materials had voltage differentials from other materials. So that was back in the 1800s, 1840 or so. And then we had electricity. Of course, we all know about Mr. Edison and what we call the invention of electricity that came from light. Now, Edison wasn't the first guy to do that. He was the most world-renowned person for creating generation there on Pearl Street, as you've heard me mention many times. And then the, quote, Edison bulb. It was called the Edison bulb because there were other people that were making, quote, light bulbs. They were electric bulbs. They're not light bulbs. They're electric bulbs. Just like I hear people say, power, power, the power company, the power coming in, the power. No, it's not power, okay? It's electricity. So let's not change the definition of words. You know, words have meanings for a reason so we can understand and communicate. Electricity is electricity. It's not power, okay? It's not power. It's electricity. All right, so get that right. Make a note, all right? Spread that around. Text somebody and tell them that electricity is not power. Anyway, the photovoltaic effect moved forward with the single crystal silicon development in 1954. As I mentioned, Pearson and Fuller and Chapin, a couple guys got together and they designed by diffusing and creating silicon. And they found that this was a way to generate electricity. Well, let's move forward to my little bit of history. In the early 80s, what we were doing, and I'm going to get into some of this with you today so you can learn these things. You can sign up for the 0.70 Club, and we'll send you information on this. You just email us, info@dropyourenergybill, or sign up at the 0.70 Club so you can learn these things. It's going to be very important as I move through the show today so you'll realize I'm tying a lot of things together today relating to solar, the envelope, and how all this really works for you, our valued listeners. So reach out and thank our sponsors, by the way, and our local affiliate stations all across America, wherever you're listening, and on the World Wide Web, wherever you might be, all around the planet. So let's talk about how this is and how it really comes together. Now, active solar, passive solar, and then photovoltaic. There are three different forms of solar. The solar oven would be what? It would be a passive form. An active form of solar would be, say, the heating of hot water. Now, for about $100, you can make a really neat, super hot water heater for about $100 using solar energy. And if you want to learn how to make one of those for less than $100 to heat all your hot water and be able to store it, we can show you, send you information on how to do that. It's a little too complicated to get into on the radio because you need to kind of understand some things. So, but you can use, that's an active system where you're actually using solar to move an active product. The heating of the water will actually make it move on its own. But what most people are interested in, what's so hot about solar nowadays, is electricity, right? Everybody wants to make electricity using the sun, right? Why? Why? Well, most people think it's, quote, free. It's free. It's free from the sun. Is that true? Yeah, the sunlight is free. So far, it's free. So, when we get back, we're going to jump into some of these things about how to size a system, what that means, and how it works. And you're going to learn all these different things. Lauren, tell them how to get in touch with us.
Hey, that would be contact us at info@dropyourenergy.com. The face at 844-411-DROP.
Yeah, 844-411-DROP. Be right back after these important words.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Energy Source Windows and Doors makes getting the best windows and doors easy and pain-free. Custom-made to match any pre-existing home and new construction. Call 877-224-1447 or visit energysourcehome.com.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Remember walking down the beach, around the waterfalls, that fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all without filters. FrescoHealth.com.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
A window isn't just a window. It's the way you see the outside world from the comfort of your home without letting the outside in. EnergySourceHome.com or 877-224-1447.
Business opportunities are exploding in the field of renewable, sustainable green energy. People are needed in industries like new home construction, green building and remodeling, and land development using solar and net zero. Learn how to get started. Call Rodney at 877-224-1447.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains and Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Energy Source Windows and Doors makes getting the best windows and doors easy and pain-free. Custom-made to match any pre-existing home and new construction. Call 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit FrescoHealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's FrescoHealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Energy Source Windows and Doors brings your home clarity with comfort like you've never known and quietness you've never had at a price you can't afford. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Remember walking down the beach? That fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Click FrescoHealth.com. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all, guaranteed. Check it out, FrescoHealth.com.
I love the East, I love the West. North and South, they're both the best, but I only love to go there as a guest, because I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, love the rocks, and what is more with you, they would never be a bore, because I love being here with you. Singing in the shower, laughing by the hour, life is such a breezy game. Any kind of weather, as long as we're together. I love to hear you say my name. I love good wine and fine cuisine. Candlelight, I love the scene. But baby, if you know just what I mean, I love it.
Well, here we are now, talking solar. Everybody wants to hear about solar. So here we're going to talk solar. Now, in the 80s, when I got involved with solar, we had active systems and passive systems. The active systems were heating water. That was the predominant use for solar then. The actual passive systems were heating air. That was the sunlight that would actually heat air, and then it was moved through so you could actually heat a home office or building with it. We were doing that. It was very successful. It still works today. I don't know why there's not more of it out there, because it's simple and easy to do. You can build these yourself too. And what you do is take the sun's energy, you move that through, and you put that energy, you store that energy into a block. Now, you can use blocks of different things to store that heat in, and then it will release, and then you can circulate that through. Very simple system, a passive system. The only active moving part would be your DC blower that would circulate it through, or you could design a area, a residence, if you will, to where you could actually have the release of the heat be done in a way that you didn't have to even use a blower. So that's possible as well. But you can use salt blocks, for example. Now, farmers know what a salt block is. These are put out in pastures for cows and animals to lick on. You can take a series of salt blocks, stack them up, and you can put heat into those. And that heat will be stored, and then that heat will be released slowly over a period of time. You can use clay, like you can use brick, you can use blocks, solid blocks, that is, to store this, what we call passive collected energy. Now, this is another thing that was done, especially back in the 80s and 90s. I actually built one of these myself, what's called a passive solar home. Now, this is where you utilize glass on the south side of the house to collect the sun's energy. It comes in, heats the walls, floors, and ceiling during the day when the sun's out shining. And then that heat is released during the evening. So you really would be able to drop your energy bill through the design of the house. Now, in the summertime, you would want deciduous trees to stop that sunlight. So here we are now forward to photovoltaic. And this is why photovoltaic has become so popular, because what it does is create electricity as we know it today. Not power, not solar power, electricity, solar electricity, okay? Creates electricity. And this electricity can be used to power, if you want to use that term. I like electrify, okay? Your laptop computer, your cell phone, your TV, your modem, your whatever you want, oven, cooktop, water heater, whatever you want to do, HVAC system. But to do those things and have adequate production, because most people that call me and contact me and say, Rodney, what I want to do is just get off grid. I just want to be off grid. I just hate paying the electric company. Of course, they call it the power company. And I quickly say, the electric company? Yeah, them too. So, what you want to do is be able to understand your demand side. Now, I've told you this for years and years and years and years and years. It's about consumption. It's about consumption. It's about consumption or demand. How much do I demand? How much do I demand? That's equal to my consumption, demand consumption, right? So if you're going to know that, then you can take that understanding. How many watts am I using? This is why I like to break things down instead of amps and make it complicated. I keep it simple and make it watts. So last week we talked about the 500-watt heat pump, okay, which you can use to condition a properly designed envelope up to about 1,500 square feet. One 500-watt heat pump will do that. Now, so let's take that and look at it. Now, I was talking to a guy that I know real well up in Missouri, and he owns a store, and he's involved with our different programs and different products. He owns a lumber yard up there, fourth generation lumber yard. Really nice guy. And he was saying they sell a lot of these Generac generators. That's a generator you can buy that'll use propane, natural, or diesel fuel. After Texas, Oklahoma, everybody wants a generator, right? Because solar don't work at night, and it don't work when you get snow and ice on it and things like that. So everybody wants a generator. And we were talking, and he said, yeah, but people don't understand. You have to put 260-amp breakers in, 120 amps, and this thing won't even run your heat. Now, I said, well, how many watts is it generate? Oh, it generates 20,000 watts per hour. What? 20,000 watts an hour? Now, folks, listen. Anybody can do math. 20,000 watts an hour generation, and your heat pump, if you're sizing and doing everything we teach, needs 500 watts. Now, what's this got to do with solar? Well, everything, because your generator, whether it's coming from a natural gas, propane, diesel generator, whether it's coming from battery storage, from solar generation, whether it's coming from wind generation, whether it's coming from hydrogen, whether it's coming from a myriad of different generation aspects, it doesn't really matter. Because it all comes back to how much you demand. How much consumption do you require to meet your needs as you're laid out? So this is why you need to go back and constantly look at the sweet 16 window. Tighten the envelope, right? Then look at the heat pump we teach you about. Look at all these other things so that you understand. Now I don't need much storage capacity, i.e. battery, because solar, listen, you're off work and trying to pay for all this stuff, right? While the sun's shining, most of you get home in the evening. That's when you're using your energy, right? TV's on, modem's on, router's on, all the cable boxes are on, oven's on, washer dryer's on. Well, where's that electricity coming from if you have solar? Hadn't thought about that. Yeah, okay. Now, so you have to put it into batteries to store it, right? Yeah, okay. So if you hadn't addressed how much all those different particular things are using, these particular things are using, then now you don't understand how much you're going to have to generate, i.e. store, while you're not using, so you can then use, if you want to, quote, be off-grid. And this is why I'm a big advocate that you use the electric company as your backup source, if you want to generate. But first you address and understand, well, gosh, you know, my electric bill's 500, my utilities, my gas, everything's $500-$600 a month. Okay. And you ain't saying nothing yet, by the way. You're going to see them go way higher. Gas almost $3 a gallon nationwide, I think. AAA says $2.74. And in Cali, our good listeners out on the left coast, they're up to almost $4 a gallon, as predicted by your host. Well, here's the thing. Here's where we're heading. Higher and higher, baby. Boom, boom. Yeah, energy is a living thing, and it is a commodity source product. Now, solar is the same. So when you take solar, you understand, I've got to have this many panels. Why? Because panels, solar panels, are sold in wattage. They're in watts. This is, again, why I like to keep things in watts. So you buy a solar panel, a 300-watt solar panel, a 375-watt solar panel. What does that mean? That means that it'll generate that many watts of electricity. That one panel will generate that many watts in an hour when you have solar conditions appropriate for that generation. If it's cloudy, you're not going to generate as much, okay? In the evening or early morning hours when you don't have full-on sun gain, solar gain, then you're not going to generate as much. So you have to understand these aspects of solar as well. This is why you need to hit us up, info@dropyourenergybill.com. Sign up for the 0.70 Club if you're considering solar. If you're thinking about doing these things, you need to understand the questions. It's not the answer you're wanting. You need to find out what questions you need to be asking so you can answer them, because you're the one that's got to pay for this stuff, okay? Nobody's going to pay for this stuff. Yeah, there are some tax credits out there. I think 26% federal tax credit if you do solar installation. Then you've got some other things maybe that you can get locally. If you contact us, we can help you figure out what those are. Maybe your electric company has incentives. You can contact us, contact them. Let them know you listen to the show. Tell them, hey, heard this guy on the radio. What kind of incentives you got for me? What are you going to do for me? Well, yeah, we're building a new net zero ready model here. The local electric co-op is going to give us $900 for doing that. So kind of neat. Kind of neat to get that $900 for doing what we're going to do anyway. So, yeah, hit us up, info@dropyourenergybill. That's info@dropyourenergybill. And after this, we're going to keep cooking with a little solar.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
A window isn't just a window. It's the way you see the outside world from the comfort of your home without letting the outside in. EnergySourceHome.com or 877-224-1447.
Energy Source Windows and Doors brings your home clarity with comfort like you've never known and quietness you've never had at a price you can't afford. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco air cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco air cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Energy Source Windows and Doors makes getting the best windows and doors easy and pain-free. Custom-made to match any pre-existing home and new construction. Call 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
A window isn't just a window. It's the way you see the outside world from the comfort of your home without letting the outside in. EnergySourceHome.com or 877-224-1447.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Energy Source Windows and Doors makes getting the best windows and doors easy and pain-free. Custom-made to match any pre-existing home and new construction. Call 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco air cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco air cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
I love the East. I love the West. North and South, they're both the best. But I only love to go there as a guest, because I love being here with you. I love the sea. I love the shore, love the rocks, and what is more, with you, they would never be a bore, cause I love it with you, with you. Singing in the shower, laughing by the hour, life is such a breezy game. Any kind of weather, as long as we're together, I love to hear you say my name. I love good wine and fine cuisine, candlelight, I love the scene. But baby, if you know just what I mean, I love it here with you.
Alrighty, welcome back. Thank you for being with us here at Drop Your Energy Bill. Why? Well, energy's kind of important, don't you think? I mean, you wouldn't be listening to me on the radio today. You wouldn't be on your smartphone. You wouldn't do anything really without energy, would you? No, you gotta have energy. So energy is the underlying current, pun intended, of everything that happens in the economy. It is the underlying current of food production, transportation. Remember, shop local. Keep it local. Try to do everything you can local. You know the average food travels 1,500 miles to get to your table from where it's actually grown? Think about that. Now, if we've got escalating gas and diesel prices, which we are going to, farmers have to pay more to produce it. Truckers have to pay more to move it. Guess what? You're going to pay more to buy it. Yeah, it's cause of energy, folks. It's cause of energy. It always is. Well, Coming up, by the way, we're going to jump back into solar. I want to teach you how to size a system because it's based on consumption. But I did want to mention, by the way, we're coming up, and next week I'm going to spend some time on this with a guest talking about Fukushima. Now, many of you have heard of Fukushima. Many of you have never said, what the Fukushima is he talking about? Well, what he's talking about is this nuclear catastrophe that happened in Japan on March the 11th, 2011. That's 10th anniversary coming up for this horrific event where three nuclear reactors melted down. And they're still melting, by the way, in Japan. Anyway, we're going to get into that some next week if that's of interest to you. Why is it? Well, it's energy, obviously. And that's why it's interesting to me. But it is 10 years now since that happened. Many of you remember Chernobyl. Many of you remember Three Mile Island. Well, this is Fukushima. It's the last and the worst one that's ever occurred. So now, when you size a solar system, you size it. Remember, we're talking each panel produces watts. Now, the net zero home that we have that you can tour here in East Tennessee, if you want to get one of these net zero homes built, you can do that. The energysourcehome.com package, you can link it over from the website. Ships anywhere in the world, you can get these great Sweet 16 windows and put in that envelope. You can do these things. You can do it, and it costs no more than a regular house. It costs no more than a regular house. Why would you not do it? So when you size your system, your solar system, you base it on what your demand is. What is your consumption? So let's take the panels. On this house in particular that we have as a model, it has 20 305 panels. That means 305 watts per hour per panel. Okay, so you've got 20 panels producing roughly 6,000 watts per hour. Okay, so if you get an average of, let's say, 6 hours generation, that system is going to generate what? 6,000 watts per hour, 6 hours, 6 times 6, it's still 36. Okay, this is not new math, this is old math. 36,000 watts, okay? So we have 36,000 watts of energy generated in 6 hours. Did we use 36,000 watts? Well, let's break it down. Our great Caliente water heater uses about 1,000 to 1,500 watts, depending on your demand side, and that is a direct result of your demand on how much water you're using, right? Use the half-gallon flow faucets, use the gallon flow shower heads, and you're not going to use as much hot water. Use the right kind of dishwasher, etc. So, right kind of washing machine. That's key to your demand side, okay? You have to understand these things. Then we go to the bigger user, which is your heat pump, right? If you're using the 500-watt heat pump that we talked about last week, you can go back and listen to that show, the 500-watt heat pump. If you've got it in the right envelope, that's going to run on average about 4 hours out of 24. I'm using averages. We have to use averages. And I'm going to use 10 cents per kilowatt, okay? So let's say that we run that unit 4 hours and it's using 500 watts. So we've used 2,000 watts, which is 2 kilowatts, right? 1,000 watts divided is 1 kilowatt. That's how you derive a kilowatt, kW, when you see that kilowatt. That's a measure of electricity. That's 1,000 watts, okay? So your panels are going to give you 6,000 watts an hour. And if your heat pump is taking 500 watts, that leaves 5,500 watts, right? And then, but see, here's the kicker. Like my buddy Joe said up there, with that generator that's producing 20,000 watts an hour, but it won't even run the heat pump. Why? Why is that? Because the heat pump's too big, using too much energy. Heat pump using too much energy. Why? Well, that's how much it uses. You know, it's really incredible how people just don't realize. Well, because they don't understand. It's like this 500-watt heat pump. They didn't even know such a thing existed. No, like the Caliente water heater or like the Sweet 16 Wonders. See, it's the holistic approach. It's the holistic approach to the complete design aspect. And you can do this to your existing home office or building. You don't have to build a new one. Most people don't build a new one, by the way. Most people aren't going to build a new one. But most people would say, well, I'd like to put solar into my existing home. Okay, that's great. What kind of glass do you have? Because that's 70% of your total bill is your heating and cooling, and 50% of that's impacted by the glass. Huh? Yeah. So, you see, it's not just about the solar system, but let's stay on sizing, okay? Let's say we've got 20 panels, and we're producing 6,000 watts, and we're averaging about 6 hours a day. And I use that because in the winter, you're going to do less. Summer, you're going to do more. Cloudy, you know, rainy, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I can tell you that the panels will produce some energy even in the rain as long as it's daylight. They'll produce some energy even on cloudy days. They'll produce some energy. But if you don't have the batteries to store it in, see, you're not there getting that 6,000 watts because you're not demanding it, are you? No, you're not there with the TVs on, the modems, the routers, the cable boxes, your smartphone plugged in the wall, the kids left the lights on because they're gone. The water heater's not running, all these things. So guess what? You're not demanding it. So what are you doing with all this solar generation? Well, you better be storing it in some batteries that you can then pull out. Now, remember that solar, wind, and these other forms of, quote, renewable generation. And again, you know what that means. Renewable is the wind or solar, but not the product that's actually creating the energy, not the panel, not the turbine, not the blah, blah. Okay. It's got to be stored. So you got to put it in the battery. Well, before you can do that and then use it, you have to invert it because these products are generating direct current. This is why I'm a big advocate of using everything DC that you can use. In this 500 watt heat pump, it uses DC. The bathroom vent fans, the ceiling fans, the garage door opener, and all these other things that we tell you about all use DC current. Okay. DC current. So you want to use DC everywhere you can because it's direct current and it uses a lesser amount of net energy, DC. That's what solar panels create, DC energy. Well, you don't have DC TV. You don't have a DC smartphone or computer. You don't have a DC refrigerator. So what do? You got to invert it. So you put in the battery, then you invert it, then you move it back through the system, i.e. your home, and then now you can use it as alternating current. Alternating current. Now, it seems redundant, but this is the other thing about it. You have to understand that's the way it is. We're not to a DC state yet. Now, I've predicted that 20 years from now, we will have complete, and I've been working on this technology for some time, a complete DC system. Okay. And this means that we're going to generate where we use. And that's what we're talking today with solar. You're generating the energy where you're consuming it. So you don't have the transmission loss, but you still have to invert it. Okay. You still have to invert it. Now, there are some inversion products that will invert it right away from the panel. Okay. You can invert it right away from the panel, which is a bit more efficient. It's a couple points. And look, when you're talking this percentages, you get a couple points here and a couple points there. It's a big deal, especially if you hadn't done any of the things we talk about. I mentioned the guy in California spent $100,000 on a solar system, didn't address any of his needs. And Lauren has a friend who's a masseuse, I think, up in Kentucky we're going to be talking about in the future, who wants to replace a solar system because, well, it's wore out. Now, these systems don't last forever, okay? Somebody has to do the maintenance and the upkeep on them. That would be you, or you have to pay somebody, have to get somebody and then pay them, if you can find somebody, right, that can do the work for you. So you need to understand how to do these things yourself if you're going to jump into this. So solar panel generates X number of watts. Then you're putting it into a battery system. Then you're going to invert it into AC so you can consume it in your traditional way. All right. This is something you have to realize that goes with a solar system. All right. So that's the P's and Q's on it. You can email info@dropyourenergybill. You can always call the 844-411-DROP, 844-411-DROP, if you want more information on this. It's far, far, far too involved, and it has to be specifically addressed and looked at. But I can tell you, it's always back to the envelope. It's always back to demand. It's always back to consumption. How much are you demanding? If your heat pump's using 10,000 watts, because your envelope's so lousy and you got so much air infiltration and your windows and doors are just, okay, why would you not want to do those things first before you address generation? Because then you see, you don't need as much generation. You won't need as many panels. You won't need as many batteries. You won't need as much inversion. You won't need to spend as much money on those things, which have a life that will eventually have to be replaced, where the static things like the Sweet 16 window, you're not going to replace that again. That's it. That's one and done, okay? That's a one and done deal. That's what I call a true sustainable improvement. That's truly sustainable, all right? When we talk about, you hear this term kicked around, sustainable, renewable, okay? Let's define what that is, really. I mean, think about these things and really do your research. Look, I'm not on this show every week for years telling you how to think. That's not my purpose. That's not my mission. That's not my goal. All I want you to do is think. I just want you to think. I don't want to tell you what to think. I want you just to think. Think about these things. See if they make sense to you. If they do, then hey, jump in there and do something about it, because that situation I have in Oklahoma and Texas was all about demand. And let me tell you, we got a post up over at the website about this company. Texas' largest electric cooperative files bankruptcy. What happened? Oh, my. I don't know. But let me say this. The demand side is what created the issue more than anything else. I can promise you and guarantee you that, because unless the demand is there, the supply don't get strained. You see, it's why did the grocery store run out of groceries? Well, because the demand was more. Why are gas prices going up? Because the demand's higher than the supply. Why is electricity going to go higher? Because demand is higher than the supply. You want it, you're going to pay more. That's why electricity went to $9,000 a kilowatt or a megawatt down in Texas, okay? So this is all based on the same thing, the same old boring, dull stuff that I've taught you for years, really, or tried to share with you. I mean, I can't teach you anything, by the way. Nobody can teach anybody anything. You offer something. If people want to learn it, they learn it. That's all it is. I mean, that's all it is. It's that simple. It really is. It really is that simple. So if you take this information, then you evolve it through research into knowledge. And from that knowledge, you can aspire to wisdom. And that's where you want to be. You want to make wise decisions for you, your family, your friends. And, you know, maybe not your brother-in-law, okay? Because he'll never listen to you, okay? It just won't work. So, but all you can do is kind of point him in the right direction, right? So let's go back and recap here, okay? Solar 101. How to size a system. What's your demand? Take your total kilowatt usage, divide it out, okay? Look at your, if you don't know how to do that, contacts will help you figure it out. But how much kilowatts are you using? How many kilowatts do you consume during a month? Divide that by the billing period. Let's say it's 30 days. Divide that out. Now, that's how many you're using per day. Divide that by 24 hours. That's how much you're demanding per hour. Then you go back and calculate how many hours of generation you're going to have on average where you are. Our listeners in Florida are going to get more generation hours. Our listeners in Arizona and Texas are going to get more generation hours than our listeners in North Dakota or Pennsylvania or New York, etc. So you're going to have more generation hours where you've got more sunlight. Just makes sense if that's what you're doing with photovoltaic. But it does not matter. It does not matter where you're located. It does not matter whether you're demanding heating or whether you're demanding cooling. On average, I can tell you that Maine and Miami, people use the same amount of energy. From Missoula, Montana to the coast of Carolina, using the same amount of energy. Okay. From Malibu to Memphis, same amount of energy. It's just different on the demand side. Heating and cooling. Remember, 70% of your bill, heating and cooling. So Miami, we're cooling more. Maine, we're heating more. Malibu, yeah. We're cooling more, etc. So the demand's the same. Now, where do you put the solar? Where do you put this system? Where do you put these panels? Well, a lot of times people put them on the roof. Put them up there on the roof. Get them up there on the roof. Yeah, put them right up on the roof. They're out of the way. They're not in the yard, and they're up on the roof. Okay. And, man, we got now configuration and design is a big deal, too. You want to know you got true solar south when you put panels up to get optimum gain from the sun. You want them facing true solar south. Your house may not be situated for that. If you've got land, if you've got some place, put them out in the yard. You can do that. That's very, very doable. How many do you need? We'll get into that when we get back, recap some more, and talk about, is this technology solving a problem you've got? Thank you for being with me right here at Drop Your Energy Bill.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Energy Source Windows and Doors makes getting the best windows and doors easy and pain-free. Custom-made to match any pre-existing home and new construction. Call 877-224-1447 or visit energysourcehome.com.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if that dream home was so green, some months it didn't even have an electric bill? Have it built on-site anywhere in America. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Energy Source Windows and Doors makes getting the best windows and doors easy and pain-free. Custom-made to match any pre-existing home and new construction. Call 877-224-1447 or visit energysourcehome.com.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if you could get a lower rate on your mortgage? What if all this costs no more than a normal house? For more information, call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click energysourcehome.com. 877-224-1447 or energysourcehome.com today.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 or visit energysourcehome.com.
Remember walking down the beach? That fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Click frescohealth.com. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all, guaranteed. Check it out, frescohealth.com.
A window isn't just a window. It's the way you see the outside world from the comfort of your home without letting the outside in. EnergySourceHome.com. Or 877-224-1447.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click energysourcehome.com. 877-224-1447 or energysourcehome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com.
ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
And south, they're both the best, but I only love to go there as a guest, cause I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, love the rocks, and what is more with you, they would never be a bore, cause I love being here with you. Singing in the shower, laughing by the hour, life is such a breezy game. Any kind of weather, as long as we're together, I love to hear you say my name. I love good wine and fine cream, candle light, I love the sea. Baby, if you know just what I mean, I love being here with you.
Yes, yes, yes. I love being here with you, and thank you so much for being with us today right here at Drop Your Energy Bill. So, this technology, this solar, how do we size the system? You have to break it down based on your demand, obviously. So, if you're using 1,000 watts, 10,000 watts an hour, you've got to size the system accordingly. But here's the thing. I always ask these questions. What's the problem to which the technology claims to be the solution? Is solar the solution to your problem? Is it? How do you know? What's your demand? If your demand is greater, if you'll join the 0.70 Club, you'll start to realize that you should understand what your demand is and how you can move that demand down so you're using less to begin with, okay? Now, whose problem is it to solve? Well, obviously, it's your problem. Who's going to pay for it? Well, you are. You're going to pay for it. Now, what new problems could be created as a result of the technological changes you make, i.e. putting in solar? What's going to happen? What new problems could be created? Well, you got to pay for it, one. Wouldn't it be better in most cases to pay and get your envelope right with the Sweet 16 window, the 500 watt heat pump, the Caliente water heater, these tightening and sealing before we create generation? Yeah. Here's the thing. What new problems can be created? Well, you've got to maintain that. You've got to know how to do it because, look, your electric company, when you call them on the phone and say, my electricity's out, they got somebody on it. Bam! They're taking care of the problem. This is why I like them as a backup, okay? They're there 24/7. You're the one that's to back up when you put in your solar system, or maybe you can get a hold of that guy. And there are a lot of good companies, don't get me wrong. But in the middle of the night, your guy might be on vacation somewhere, or you don't know, okay? Most local solar companies don't have a 24/7 standby guy. I mean, some do, okay, and don't get me wrong, but it's you're the one, okay? But if you address the envelope, look, these energy source homes we're talking about, they only lose a few degrees of temperature, even at 32 outside average. They only lose a few degrees because of the way they're constructed. You don't lose the BTUs, folks. You don't lose the BTUs. Now, you translate watts, okay, from your panels into BTUs for conditioning the space. That's how you do that. So when you talk about the new institutions that are created as a result of this, so you get tax credits, you get incentives for doing that. These are institutions that will help you do these things. So just like ours. Now, we're not an institution, but we are. Some folks here ready to help you and give you some guidance if we can. You can reach out to us, info@dropyourenergybill. Sign up for the 0.70 Club, and let's get started doing something about changing tomorrow by learning something from today. See you next week.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
The famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit FrescoHealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's FrescoHealth.com. Call or visit them online today. Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages, delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com, that's ResortsLeConte.com.